came over here on a working vacation. He just blew in from out off a station to that roadhouse town where he shared around with a truckie who then slept for a while. So he ordered a meal and he watched some TV. She burnt the order, he ate quietly. Then he lowered his eyes when he said goodbye. She couldn't give him her smile. They said he's dingo shy, you won't catch his eye. If you get too close, he'll spook and walk on by. He'd rather be out there under open sky. She wondered what makes him dingo shy. They were caught by surprise and no one could explain. When the very next day he came back again to that roadhouse town for another round of the best feed he'd found. He asked her a name and where she came from. She asked the same and her accent was strong. He said it's hard to explain just where he belonged, but he'd sure like to show around. Dingo shy, dingo shy. She saw that he'd seen something more in his eyes. There was something out there that she wanted to try. She wondered what makes him dingo shy. Colors of the plane on the station. She saw the ore in his eyes. Through a shimmering windscreen felt the red corrugation. The taste of the rain, smell of regeneration. She heard the wind in that quiet isolation where the wedgetail sails the sky. Across the globe, her friends read her post, how she'd be out of range before she made the coast, and that inland she'd look, and each camp needs a cook, and it's mustering time, and she's dingo shy since she caught his eye. She wanted to roam and she didn't know why. Said it's hard to explain, but one day she would try. They wondered who made her dingo shy. Dingo shy, dingo shy. They wondered what makes her dingo shy.